In the passion which is chanted today, during which we will stand devoutly and hold our palm, our Lord, just as he is being arrested, announces, "The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. The Son of Man is handed over to the power of sinners." If you think of it, that is the whole story of the incarnation and of the life of the church in every age. Why, that is Christmas, and it is Easter, and it is today. Our Lord's always handing himself over to us and to our own power. That is the story of the Mass and of the Blessed Sacrament. That is the story, too, of purgatory itself. That is to say that you receive power now, you a sinner, so as to be able to ransom the poor souls who still are atoning for their sins in the flames of purgatory. What merit is given to us who are sinners? What possibilities and what promises of victory come to us by sanctifying grace? The Son of Man gives himself to you this day, a sinner. So therefore, you can feel quite at home in this church. Humility's great truth makes us, all of us, feel welcome. Father Faber once wrote that of all the private revelations of the saints he ever came across, one that struck him most of all was from a certain Sister Mary Crucified, who said that the souls in purgatory are the most humble of all. They acknowledge that they deserve to be in hell, and it is only by God's suffrage and mercy that they are atoning for their sins there in purgatory. Last year, we did humility as our theme for Lent. I have the feeling that perhaps it didn't take. But then again, when does it ever take? That is why God in his goodness gives us sinners purgatory, to be able to make up for what is missing for us. Nevertheless, our blessed Savior hands himself over to you, a sinner, to you, not so humble, to you, deserving of the fires of hell. And he betrays himself into your hands, as once he was betrayed into the hands of Judas, with the coin of charity. So that with this treasure, with Jesus in our hands, we can buy ourselves out of sin. We can buy our loved ones out of purgatory. Sinner, Jesus is in your hands today and during the whole of this Holy Week. It is like money fresh from the mint, not debased and inflated as is our currency, but 30 pieces of solid silver or of gleaming gold jingling there in our pocket to spend as we will. Now don't say, "I'm a sinner," and then go and destroy yourself. No. Don't refuse to try. You step forward now. You see, there's plenty of room for you to receive the sacraments of the church. There's plenty of room for you to come to Mass, to attend the Tenebrae, to worship at the altar of repose during Holy Thursday and Good Friday. There's plenty of work that needs to be done by you, and there are plenty of prayers you, a sinner, need to be saying these days. Sinner, this is your invitation. Stay with Jesus. It is for your sake that he is going through all of this again this year. Sinner, know that the victory is that close for you. All you need is the courage to break the siege, palm in hand, as once did that noble Franciscan friar. Doesn't matter that your forces seem thin, it is Christ who gives us, with the palm you're about to receive, your victory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.